Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, the second line. Lamed Gimel. Today is Daf Lamed Aleph. We're exactly one daf behind. See Pinklach. Vahai Iboy Maisin Mursakash. Vahai Iboy Maisin Derech Olav. Vahai Iboy Maisin La Derech Olav. So the most question is, why is the Erev no good? Let's continue our, let's review the case. At this point in time, the Gemara's case is, we have a person that's Kavana to be kind of Shvisa in the Rishus Harab, right opposite the trunk of a tree. And the trunk of the tree has a branch that goes up, and there's a branch that turns, and let's say for argument's sake it goes off 10 amos. Right? Here's the trunk of the tree. Take one of these things out of here. Here's the trunk of the tree. It's very good. Here it is. Trunk of the tree. And the branch of the tree goes off all the way to over here. And I have kavan to be kind of shvisa here. So what is that? And where do I put my eruv? I put my eruv on top of this little platform on the branch of the tree. So what is the halacha? The Gemara at this point says, if this branch, the Gemara really says it goes up, right? It goes up, it goes up. I can put it over here, put it over here. But let's make it just not very simple. It goes like that. If this branch is l'mala miyud, it's not a good eruv. Why not? Because I have a kavanah to be kind of shvisa over here. And we give you Dalit al Dalit. So let's say this circle, if we would square it out, would be my Dalit al Dalit. But where is my Erev? My Erev is resting on the tree, Lamala Meyud. And the tree is thick. This little thing is four tefachim thick. It's four tefachim thick. What Rishus is this? This is a Rishus. This Rishus a Yachit. So where am I? I'm L'mal Miyot. L'mal Miyot, it's more than 4x4 wide. The entire thing is more than 4x4 wide. And it's resting on this platform more than 4x4 wide. It's L'mal Miyot. So where am I? I am in the Rishus Sarabim. And my Erev is in the Rishus Sayachid. And there's no way for me to bring the Erev, the food, to where I am without being Mechal Shabbos going from Rishus Sayachid to Rishus Sarabim. And don't tell me, but it doesn't make a difference, because we anyway give you, whenever you kind of Shlisa, we make it into a virtual Rishus Sayachid by squaring out the area and considering it to be one big Rishus Sayachid, which is Allah al-Rukiya. Give us tissues. I'm sorry, thank you very much, thank you. I'm fine. So no, fine. So the Gemara says, no, that's not going to work in this case, because since in this case, even when we square out the area where you kind of shvisa, the Erev is still outside of that Rishus. So you would have to go from a Rishus HaYochid A to where you are located, which we will call Rishus HaYochid B, through the Avi, over the airspace of the Rishus Sarabim, which is the Melacha Deraisa. Let's take a step back. Let's say you have Kavan to be kind of shvisa over here, in this location, and your Erev is over here on top of this little object, and this little object is more than 4x4 tefachim wide. This, more than 10 tefachim tall. So this is a Rishus HaYachid D'Oraisa. I'm having Kavan to be kind of shvisa in a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. So we learned in the Gemara's Maskan, it's a Shemenis Chish LaHalacha, it's a Kosher Erev, it's a good Erev. Why is it a good Erev? Because since I'm having Kavan to be kind of shvisa over here, we give you, we make believe in halacha that it's one big, we take wherever you have kind of, we give you dalet al dalet, and that dalet al dalet, it's ki'ilu, it's oila ala rakia, so it's ki'ilu, you've been kind of shvis in the same location where your bread is, even though you're not. You explicitly state, I want to be kind of shvisa here on the ground, which is a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. But since when you kind of shvisa, Chazal gave you an area of Dalet al Dalet, that becomes a new Rishus in Halacha, and it's Ki'ilu, it's Ola al Rakia, and your food is over here on top of this little platform, which is a Rishus HaYochid D'Oraisa. So it's Ki'ilu, you are in the same place where your bread is. Now, practically speaking, on Shabbos, you cannot take the bread off the tree and to your itself, for many reasons. First of all, once Shabbos arrives, it's us, it's mukh, so it's awesome in our bottom. Worse, it's a melacha deraisa. It doesn't matter. Don't confuse me with the facts. Right? You know that expression? Don't confuse me with the facts. It doesn't matter. In halacha, you were kind of shvisa over here. We gave you dalet al dalet. That goes dalet rukia. Your bread is over here. You're in the same makam. Chazal said, as far as we're concerned, in lomdus, the erev works. In mitzias, can you take the bread? You can't take the bread. But it's a kosher erev. Erev is only din the rabban. It's going to work. But that's all fine and good. We have Minkoina Shvisa over here. In the same Dalet Amos, we have Minkoina. The bread is over here, I'm over here. But if the bread, the branch is not straight, the branch goes like this. And the bread's over here. It's the Malam Yud. I'm Koina Shvisa over here, and we give you now Dalet Al Dalet. Very good, we gave you Dalet Al Dalet. But your bread is not in that virtual Dalet Al Dalet. Your bread is over here. In order for you to get the bread, you have to go over here, take the bread, bring it from this Rosh HaSayachit to this Rosh HaSayachit, over the Avi of the Rosh HaSarabim. That already is Moloch of the Rice, that's already no good. Okay, so it's no good, it's not going to work. Along comes the Gemara's Kash, it will work. You know why? Whoever said you have to go and carry the bread from, you go over here, we'll take the bread down into the Rosh HaSarabim, and then take it and walk with it from here through the avir, through the ground of the rishus harabim to the other rishus hayachid. Why can't you go and walk on the tree? If you walk on the tree, the entire branches come thick all the way through and through for tzvachin. So you'll never be leaving the rishus hayachid. This is dal al dal. Let's assume now the entire thing is 4x4. So even though it's true that in distance it's 4 tefach, it's more than dal al amas away from you, whoever told you have to go and take the bread off and walk over here on the ground, you can walk on the tree itself. And if you walk on the tree itself, you never entered into the airspace of the Rosh HaSarabim. You're always within the airspace, you're always within the Rosh HaSayachit.
So the Rabbim only goes to 10.
Exactly, only goes to 10 Tvachim. So as long as you stay in the, you stay on top of the branch, we'll assume the branch goes, will remain at least at 10 Tvachim tall until you get within the Dalet Amos. So again, we're giving you Dalet Amos. And the branch extends a little bit out of the Dalet Amos. So as long as you stay on top of the tree the entire time, and the tree is 4 Tvachim wide, you'll always remain within a Rosh HaSayach. You'll never enter in the airspace of a Rosh HaSaram. So it should be okay. So why don't we do that? It says, Lord Kasha.
Why do you need the 4
Because if the branch is not going to be for tefachim, you're getting, there are many issues. If the branch over here is not going to be for tefachim, there's a big shaila if even this part will be called a Rosh HaSayachit.
Even if it's a
Mayan, yeah, because it needs, it, you don't necessarily say good achis. It has to be four tefachim through and through. That's one issue. Not clear that issue. That comes up in the Gemara a little bit. But also, if it gets thinner than four tefachim, then... Okay, you're saying right. Let's maybe you're right. Because as long as you're above 10 tefachim, okay, you're right. As long as you're above 10 tefachim, you're not in the avir of the Rosh HaSarabim anymore. It's not clear because when you begin of Moshe,
That's
where it's lower than four tefachim. When it's lower, so where is it resting? It's resting in the Rosh HaSarabim. And where are you being kind of shlisa in the Rosh HaSarabim? So you have another problem. The problem is, how can you go from one Rosh HaSarabim to over here where it's more than Dalet Amos? That's being Mavir. You're not going to walk in the Rosh HaSarabim more than Dalet Amos. So what's the solution? Pachos mi Dalet Amos. But pachos mi Dalet Amos is only a solution for traveling more than Dalet Amos in the Rosh HaSarabim. It's never a solution to go from a Rosh HaYachid to a Rosh HaSarabim. That is not a solution. So here's our question. Now, so it's the second line, Vahai, but this individual, Iboy, if he wants, Maisi Law, he has an option of bringing it, Law, Derech Olaf, along the top. Don't go into the street. So the Gemara says a very doichotig answer, but this is the Gemara's answer. Nechlamiki, Sharab and Mikatfin Olaf. The Gemara says, the case of the Mishnah. Okay, a very rare case is where the rabbin, they lean, when this branch has to somehow connect into the tree at one point in time, and when it connects into the tree, it reaches a distance of 9 tefachim. And the rabbin, 9 tefachim, we don't relate to this in our day and age, but in time of Chazal, when people would carry heavy burdens on their shoulders, they would need to readjust their packages. And the a pillar that is 9 tefachim tall is the ideal size for a person to readjust the package, a heavy package on your back. Yeah, this is the Gemara before, has the Gemara on Shabbos many times. Therefore, a pillar that's exactly 9 tefachim tall is called a reshus harabim, because people in the street use it to readjust their packages. So since over here we have a branch, the branch over here where it reaches the top is 10 tefachim, and it's 4 tefachim wide, but then it gradually makes its way down into the tree, and at some point in time it becomes 9 tefachim, and where it becomes 9 tefachim, the tzibur, they readjust their packages upon that section of the branch, so that section of the branch is a reshus harabim.
So even with dalal dalal,
even if it's dalal dalal, yes, even dalal dalal, correct.
So even if they don't adjust the packages, it's pachos miyud.
So you say you're in the reshus harabim. So the chiddush is that you're not in the reshus harabim because it's still connected to a reshus hayachid here. That's exactly the point. Since it's connected to a reshus hayachid over here, at the end, it's 4, and it connects into, and the branch, it's 4 tefachim here. It's one long continuous reshus hayachid. Even though it's pachos miyud, because it's all, when you have a reshus hayachid, everything becomes, every part of it becomes a reshus hayachid. So here where it's extending, let's assume that to be true now. There are details that need to be worked out. I don't know all the problem, but let's assume that to be true now. That since this is a reshus hayachid, everything becomes one extension of that, like tzidei reshus hayachid. You have that in Masechta Shabbos. There's something called the tzidei reshus harabim and the tzidei reshus hayachid. You have a reshus hayachid, you have little holes, cavities, even though the cavities themselves do not have dimensions to be a reshus hayachid in their own right. If they're an extension of the reshus hayachid, it gets the status of the reshus hayachid. So once we have here a bona fide reshus hayachid, and it extends further into even kind of shvisa, everything will be avodin of the tzidei reshus hayachid. But that's why that's the Gemara's kasha. You never need to come in contact with the reshus harabim. But the Gemara is saying, but since it comes to a point where it's exactly 9 tefachim, and 9 tefachim is ideal to readjust your package, so that now that section now becomes mamish a reshus harabim. You're going from reshus yachid to a reshus yachid to the avi of the reshus harabim, and that's the malacha deraisa, which is the problem. That's why it's not going to be kosher. Let's use the words one more time. The Gemara says, through those matab kisharabim mechatvulam with the rabim, they lean against that part of the tree. Uchudu ulo diyam ulo. Omud Tisha, a pillar that's 9 tefachim tall, Bereshus Rabim, the Rabim Mechatvim Olam, the Rabim, they adjust their package upon that Omud, the Zarkim, someone throws at a distance of Dalet Amos, the Nochal Gab of Chayef. If he throws from a Bereshus HaYochid on top of that pillar, he's Chayef from Hoitza, and if he throws at a distance of more than Dalet Amos, he's Chayef from Imam Dalam Zeshus Rabim. So therefore, that is the Gemara's Maskana, tremendous day, it's transchidish. The case of the Mishnah Maskana, where you put your kind of shvis in the reshus harabim, and you put your erev on a tree l'mayla miyut tefachim. It's not a kosher erev. It's going in a very unique case where I'm kind of shvis on the ground, and the tree has a very long branch, and the branch bends and goes all the way out more than dalet amos away from the tree. And in the middle of that branch, there's a section that is used by the rabbim to adjust their packages. So my bread is in a different reshus hayachad than where I'm kind of shvisa, and the only way I can retrieve my bread is by going over the section of the tree where the rabbim adjust their packages, which have a status of a reshus harabim. So it would be a malacha deraisa to go from a reshus harabim to a reshus hayachid over the airspace of a reshus harabim, and that's why it's not going to be a kosher eruv. There's no way I can retrieve. But if the branch is lower than 10 tefachim, if it's lower than 10 tefachim, so then it's not. Then it's going to be called being resting in the reshus harabim, and I'm more than dalet amos away. No problem. Rashi told us on the top of the amud, I can bring it from one part of the reshus harabim to where I'm in kind of shvisa. We'll ignore the fact that I'm getting dalet amos. I'm being kind of shnisham through the concept of pachos midalid amos. Okay, next. Now the Gemara wants to know in more detail. My Rebbe, we mentioned in passing there's a sheet of Rebbe and the Rabbanan, the Tanya. Rebbe, we mentioned in passing, Rebbe and the Rabbanan, what did they argue? We mentioned the passing. Ben Ashmasha is called Davar Shu Mishum Shlus Loi Gaz Shalom Rabban Ben Ashmasha. So my Rebbe Rabban, here we go. The Halachah I saw Nisanoi Beila Lamaylo Miasar Tfachem Ein Eruv Erev. That's the Mishnah. Lamata Miasar Tfachem Eruv Erev. Viyasalilu B'Soich Shloish. Viyasalilu. Period. If it's Lamata Miasar, it's a good Erev. But Viyasalitloi, you're not allowed to take the Erev off the tree on Shabbos, being that it's resting on a tree. A tree is muksa. It's mishane shvi ilon. If we allow you to rest and to touch a tree, you may come to pull off a twig, which is the melacha deraisa. Period. The also little, it's a kosher air because the air is triggered ben hashmoshes when we don't. According to the rabbanim, we're not going to. There's no halacha of. According to this sheet, there's no halacha of shvus ben hashmoshes. It's a kosher air. But once Shabbos arrives, don't take the food off the tree because you'll be either mishane shvi ilon. Next halacha. However, if you put the Erev on the part of the tree that's less than 3 tefachim off the ground, on the very bottom of the tree, b'soich shloisha, within 3 tefachim from the ground, even though it's resting on the tree, mutar litlo, you're allowed to take. Chazal never enacted a takana of Isser Hishtamish Bilon on the part of the tree that's less than 3 tefachim. Because the part of the tree that's less than 3 tefachim, the halacha has the status of the karka, and you're allowed to be Mishtamish Bekarako, and there's no Isser to put something on the ground on Shabbos. There's no chash, only a tree. A tree in Halacha begins above 3 Tvachim. Now, in the Son of Bikkel, now we come to Nusugi, we get a little complicated now. Let's say you put your Erev in a basket, in a Kalkala, Utaloi Bi'ilon, and you hang the basket on a tree, Afilu L'mayla Mi'asar Tvachim, even above 10 Tvachim, Eruvai Eruv Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds a kosher. Now we see. Now we have to see why. Why it's L'mayla Mi'atvachim, why in the world would be kosher? So we'll see in one moment. Hold back one moment. Divrei Rebbe. V'chachamim Oymim Kolmokam She'asa Litloi, any time where it's also to take it, Ein Eruvai Erev. So we now, we're going to go through everything one thing at a time. We first want to focus on the basic rule of Kol Dovar that's also Mishum Shus, or we go Zerbein Hashmoshes. At the end of this Braisa, we're just going to run to the Braisa, at the end of the Braisa, it says, the Chum said that anytime we're now going to take the Erev, it's not a kosher Erev. So the Gemara right away jumps, V'chachamim Oimrim Ahaya. Which part of the Braisa are the Rabbanan making their statement in reference to? Ilema Seifa, on the end of the Seifa, which is where when you put it in the basket. Lema Kasavi Rabbanan Stodin Asurin. What does it say in the end of the Braisa? If you put your Erev in a basket and you hang the basket on the tree, it says in the Braisa, Eruvoi Erev, it's a good Erev. Now, forget about getting into the issue of Erushas, Hayachad, Erushas, Harabim, we'll get to that in a few moments. But is it also to be mishtamish with an object that is connected to a tree? We had a sugya not so long ago in regard to a sukkah. If you make the sukkah out of the walls of a tree, so there's something called studen. When you enter the sukkah, you're not allowed to make use of the tree itself. But let's say you have a piece of wood that is attached to the tree, and you're using the piece of wood that is supported by the tree. So that's called studen. I am indirectly using the tree. I'm not physically touching the tree. I'm touching an object that is being supported by the tree. If I put the Erev in a basket, and the basket is hanging on the tree, so the basket relies upon the tree, but the food itself is relying upon the basket. So the basket is called studen. According to Rebbe, it's good. Now let's put aside 10, more than 10, that's another issue. According to Rabbanan saying, no, since I can't take it out of the basket, that's how you want to interpret it now, it's not a kosher Erev. The Rabbanan obviously telling me that since the bread is in the basket, and the basket is attached to the tree, making use of the basket is studen, and studen is also, it's not a good Erev. there, really? Are the Rabbanim so machmir and do not allow you to use stud ilan? That's not correct. We have a Messiah that the Rabbanon are, we don't want to say that, the Rabbanon are matir. They do allow use to use the sides of the something which is supported by the tree. So that cannot be the pshat in the Chachamim. So when do the Chachamim say it's not a good Erev? Ela Aresha. When the Chacham said that if you can't take it, it's not a good Erev, it's going on the Resha. What's the Resha? Hi, Ilan Hechidami, on the Resha, where the Erev is resting on the tree itself. And it's resting, Lamata, Hi, Ilan Hechidami, the less Be'arba. If the tree goes to the Ela Resha, what's the Resha? The Resha, it's the end of the Gemara. The Resha is where it's less than 10 Tvachim tall. The branch is less than 10 Tvachim. Correct? So it's not an issue of Rishus Hayachid, it's a Rishus Harabim. What? It's less than no, that's the next part. El Aresha, period. Aresha, what is the Aresha of the Braisa? Look at the Braisa. When the Braisa began, it said, my way, the Santanya, and the son of Elon Lamalami Asara, Tzvachim. Ain Eruva Eruf, right? Everyone agrees to that. There's no machlokes. Lamata me Asara. If I put my Eruf on part of a branch that's less than 10 Tzvachim, so what is that?
In a sal, in a basket? Or?
No. On the tree itself, so what do Lamata me Asara, Tzvachim, Eruva Eruf? Why? Because Lamata Me'asara is going to caramelize, or it's a Mokhan Petur. I'm being kind of Shvitz and the Rishos Sarabim, and therefore I can go and I can carry from the Mokhan Petur, the caramelist, to where one would be kind of Shvitz. But, V'asa Lidla, when Shabbos arrives, don't take the Erev off the tree, because Shabbos arrives, if you'll take the Erev off the tree, you'll be Mishtamish B'ilan. Along come the Chachamim, and they say, since on Shabbos I can't take the bread off the tree, it's not a kosher Erev. And don't go telling them, but even the Rabban, even the Rebbe agrees you can't take the Erev. Yeah, but Rebbe holds you can't take it off on Shabbos. But Bein Hashmashos, when the Erev works, when the Erev is triggered, then I can take it off, because Rebbe is of the opinion.
Wasn't Chal yet.
When is the Erev Chal?
When Shabbos comes, then
Bein Hashmashos, not the end of Bein Hashmashos. The middle, Bein Hashmashos Manish. Erev is purely a din d'rabbanan. It doesn't have to be Chal Mamish when Shabbos begins. Erev is Chal Mamish Bein Hashmashos. And Rebbe says, Bein Hashmashos, there's no Isser Shvus. Therefore, at the moment of Bein Hashmashos, I can retrieve my bread. That's why it's a good Erev. The Rabbanan disagree. Kol Dover, that's also Mishum Shvus, is also Afilu Bein Hashmashos.
So according to Rebbe, if I would eat it,
yeah,
Bein Hashmashos,
it would be good L'Chayra.
Yeah.
L'chayr would be good, because that's when the Erev, that's when it was kind of once, it has to be chal, I don't know the details, it has to last until Mamish from Shabbos begins, because you need the entire Bein Hashmashos to be there. I don't know the Erev. Let's put that aside.
The Bonham has to be there before Shabbos.
It has to be the Erev works.
It has to be there before Shabbos.
The Erev
is there when Shabbos begins, which is Mamish.
It's a tenai that it has to remain at the Shabbos, but the Erev is triggered. The Erev is chal. The chalois Erev takes place Bein Hashmashos. That's partial. There are a lot of details which we have to work out. You have to look at the Rishonim. Probably you look in the Rishonim, you'll find Machlokes Rishonim, and you'll find Rav Chaim to Basel, Machlokes Rishonim, and Lomdis, Tzvei Dinim. There's a lot of Torah, a lot of Lomdis. Let's just look at the basics. The basics are that basically the Erev is triggered at Bein Hashmashos. Bein Hashmashos, are you allowed to do an Isser Derabanan? Rebbe says yes. Mimela, that's why it's a good Erev. Mishtamish Vilan, everyone agrees it's Osir. But it's only Osir Midrabanan. When is it Osir? It's Osir on Shabbos. Bein Hashmashos, there's no Isser Shus. When do we need you to be able to retrieve your bread? Bein Hashmashos. So therefore it works. Along come the Rabanan, since I cannot retrieve it, the Rabanan are hinting to us. They disagree. kol davar that's also mishum shavus sotra filu bein hashmashos. The meila bein hashmashos. Can I get the bread? No. If I can't get the bread, so it's not a good erev. It's not shaykh for it to work. It's not going to be good. So now we have resolved. We learn here directly a beautiful machlekes from the Rabbanan Rebbe. Machlekes kol davar that's mishum shavus. Is it also filu bein hashmashos? Fine. We'll finish with that. Now the Gemara is going on a tangent. Now there's a lot of lumbus. A lot of lumbus coming up now. What's going on? Let's go to the second part of the braisa. The second part of the braisa discuss when you put the erev in a basket. Right? That's the sefer. You put erev in a basket, and the basket is hanging on the tree, and it says here that even if the basket, it's a good erev divrei Rebbe. What in the world is going on there? Hi Elon Hechdim, what exactly is the case of the tree? How wide is the tree? Either less be'at arba, if the tree doesn't have four tzvachim, the whole width of it doesn't have four tzvachim, then mokin b'turu. Then the tree is a mokin b'tur. So then it should be a good erif. If the tree is less than four tefachim wide, even if it's lamala miyud, even if the tree is higher than 10 tefachim, it should be a good erif because it's not resting in a rishul sayachid. It's resting in a mokin b'tur. The id is pe'aba. If the case is going where the erif has the tree is four tefachim wide, why kines sone bikal kolam my have? So what is it? It doesn't make any sense. The end of the braisa said, if I put the erev in the basket, and the basket is lamala meyud, it's a good erev according to Rebbe. What? If the case of the braisa must be where the tree is four tefachim wide, that's the only reason why it's not going to be a good erev according to Rebbe in the reisha. Because you're in the reshus harabim, and the tree has a branch. The branch goes more than dalat amos away, and it's lamala meyud, like we learned before. So it's in the reshus hayachid. If the branch would not be 10 tefachim wide on top, then it would be a mokah in petur. You would be able to bring it from the top of the branch to where you are through pachas talad amas. So it must be this four. If it's four, so what difference does it make if I put the erev in the tree itself? I put the erev on the basket. So my have it. Amravina, Reisha, Disbearba. Yeah, the Reisha is like you said, where the branch is four tefachim wide. And here we come to a whole new lamas. You have to pay close attention. It's getting a little complicated. Seifa, the less be'arba, the kalkola mashli masa li'arba. The save is a whole new world. A whole new world. The branch is not four tefachim wide at the end. So here we are. You kind of shlitsa over here. Where my, and the branch, so I get like all the lamas we said until now, and we give you dalet al dalet, and the branch extends all the way out over here, and I put the bread on top. But this platform is less than four tefachim wide, and I hang a basket, and the width of the basket, let's say the thing is two tefachim, and the basket is another two tefachim. So when we combine the surface of the basket with the thickness of the tree, it's a grand total of four. So the shaila is, do we combine the two together to give us a grand total of four? Rebbe says no, we don't. We don't say...
The basket is wider than the branch of the tree.
The basket... The, what? Sorry. What did I do? Well, the basket is...
wider than the branch of the tree.
It's not wider. The combination, it doesn't matter if it's wider or if it's less. The point is that the combination of the branch of the tree together with the surface of the basket will give us a grand total of four tefachim, which would make it up.
The combination, it's not wider.
The branch of the tree is two, is three tefachim.
Right.
And the basket is one tefach. 3 + 1 is.
So what? It's hanging out.
Yeah. It's hanging over. You're hanging it on the tree. You're hanging it on the tree, and together with the tree, it's going to reach a grand total of four tefachim. So the question is, do we combine the two together? Rebbe is of the opinion, no, we do not. Therefore, if we do not, where is the bread resting? On a basket that's less than four tefachim. It's a mekayim petur. Mekayim petur, you're in a reshus harabim. You can travel between a mekayim petur and a reshus harabim. Therefore, it's a good erev. If we were to combine the branch together with the basket to give us a grand total of four, it would now become a Rishus HaYachid, and you would not be able to go from the Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim. So let's see, in Sai, Hachudin over here, we're going in a case, the Isbe Arba is safe with the Isbe Arba, the Chalkala Mashlim of the Arba, the Rebbe Savalok Rabbi Meir, the Savalok Rabbi Yehuda, Rebbe holds that it's going to be a good now. Now here we're getting to get, it's a little bit confusing, let's go step at a time. But Rebbe, I know what I told you was not 100% accurate, let's see a moment. But Rebbe Savalok Rabbi Meir, the Savalok Rabbi Yehuda, Rebbe is going to hold like two different opinions. Number one, like Rabbi Meir, and number two, like Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara explains, Savalok Rabbi Meir, the Amar Choykim Lahashlim, the Savalok Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Bin, an Erev Al Gabi Mokim Arba, the Leka. You need an Erev to be on a place of four. We're going to carve out the bottom, and therefore we're going to have we carve out the tree to make a total of four. And also the Savalok the Kreb Yehuda. Oh, let's see. The Amar Beinon Eruv Al Gabi Mokam Arba the Leka, but that we do not have. Beloy Kalkola, give me one second, I'm getting confused here. Give me one second, please. And therefore what? But it should not be good. And so why then is it good? I'm getting all confused here. Save to let's be Dalid. So let's look at the Rashi together. Rashi on Omer Aleph. Okay, on Omer Aleph, the bottom, the last Rashi. Safe for the less pay Dalit. Okay, the safe is going where the tree is not for. Umishum hochi lav rishus hayochid hi. And therefore, it's not a rishus hayochid. The chokolo the nokar mishum the rebbe savalak. Rabbi Yehuda yomar eruv hamnuch lamal miyud loyav eruv. Loyav eruv. Afil neschav lishus lamal ela emkein munach al gabi mokam arba. Ilav kelkolo. Leko Eruv Al Gabi Mokam Arba Elokola Mashuma Box. Here's the answer. Now I got it. The answer is a new Chiddush. The Gemara is introducing a new Yesod. The Eruv must rest on a surface that's four Tfachim wide. Hold on. In other words, let's say, for example, the best case, I want to be Koine Shvisa here, in this location, in a Rishus HaYachid. And there's a shelf. And the shelf, well, it's a little bit confusing. Let's make it just generalize now. And there's a shelf sticking out somewhere on the wall. And the shelf is two tzachim by two tzachim. And I put my Erev there. Is it a kosher Erev? The answer is no. Why not? Because even though, let's say I'm an Carmelist. Let's say I'm an Carmelist. Make it a very simple case. I want to be kind of shvus in the Carmelist. I'm in the Carmelist. And in the Carmelist, there's some little thing sticking out of the wall. A little shelf sticks out of the wall. And the shelf that sticks out of the wall is two tzvachim by two tzvachim. So I'm in Kodesh Shus in the Carmelist, to make it very simple. Because that was the Shus. If that was Kodesh Shus HaYochid, that could be problematic. So Oilad Rekia, Kamad Maldidam. But let's say I'm in the Carmelist. And then sticking out of the wall, let's say, even Lamad Lamiyud, to make it very simple, there's a little shelf that's two tzvachim by two tzvachim. So if you would not know this Kamar, what would you say? Is it a good Erev? Of course. What's the problem? I'm kind of shvius in a Carmelist. My Erev is resting in a Mokum Petur above 10 Tvachim on a little shelf that's 2 Tvachim by 2 Tvachim. Am I allowed to take the Erev Bein HaShematos off the little shelf that's 2 Tvachim by 2 Tvachim and bring it to the ground, the Carmelist where I'm in kind of shvisa? Absolutely, no restriction on holidays. Even on Shabbos itself, Kol Shchin, you could do this Bein HaShemashos. There's no reason to go between a Mokum Petur and a Carmelist on Shabbos, and certainly there's no reason to go between a Mokum Petur and a Carmelist Bein HaShemashos. So it's for sure going to be a
kosher.
L'chayu should be kosher. Along comes the Chiddush of this Gemara, Rebbe, no. Erev must rest on a mokum choshev. It must rest on a platform of four tefachim by four tefachim. Not that four tefachim by four tefachim is a rishus hayachid. We don't need to come on to that. That's irrelevant. I'll show you the example in a moment. Why? Alumnus of where you'll have an area that's four tefachim by four tefachim. That's not going to be called a rishus. That's not going to be called a rishus to itself. It must rest on a makom chashuv. That was Chazal's kavana. You want to put down bread for Moses, so it must be chashuv for b'tavayt for tefachim. So now we have an incredibly lomish case, an incredible lomish. Here's our case. I have kavana to be koyin a shvisa in the rishus torabim, mamish the rishus torabim. There's a tree. I get over here my lomish of dalad by dalad. There's a branch. The branch goes out more than dalad amos away, and the branch ends over here. And this branch is only, let's say, 2 tefachim wide. It's 2 tefachim wide. That means if it's 2 tefachim wide, it is impossible for this branch to become a Rishus Hayachid. Even if I will take a basket and attach it. Because the basket that's attached to a tree, even if we will say along this, that we view it to be an extension of the branch, it's not a permanent extension, it's just a basket hanging on a branch. So a basket that's hanging, is an object hanging on a branch, will definitely not make that area, that resting area, into a Rishus Hayachid. A Rishus Hayachid needs to be 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, independent, permanent. Kavua, a kli, a utensil that's resting on a makom that's 2 tefachim by 2 tefachim, even though the surface now theoretically can be extended, it's still a kli resting on a makom. It's only 2, so it's not a rishus hayachid. Oh, it's not a rishus hayachid. Okay, fine. We have another problem now. So as far as the problem of going from rishus hayachid to a rishus hayachid derech avir sharam, that's not going to be an issue. But there's another issue. Since the branch is only 2 tefachim wide, and there's a basket hanging, and my bread is in the basket, and the basket is not 4 tefachim wide, my eruv is not resting on a surface that's 4 tefachim wide. So along comes Reb, and he says, incredible Chiddush, we're going to say Choykekim Lahashlem, we're going to combine the surface of the basket with the surface of the thickness of the branch to add up to a surface of 4 tefachim to make it into a Mokoyim that's 4 tefachim flat, so that my bread is resting in Lomdus on a Mokoyim that's 4 tefachim wide. Now that's dangerous, because once already it's 4 tefachim wide in the surface, so l'chayr it should now become a Rishus Hayachid. And if it's a Rishus Hayachid, and I'm resting in a Rishus Harabim, then it's not a good Eruv, because you can't go from Rishus Hayachid to Rishus Hayachid Derechavir. That far we don't go. We're going to split hairs. We're going to combine the basket to the tree to give us a surface of Dalet Tzvachim, so that my Eruv should be resting on a Mokum Dalet. But we're not going to go so far to say what?
We're calling the Mokum Batur.
Yeah, we'll call the Mokum Batur, but it's resting on a Mokum that's Dalet, because we're going to combine the tree with the basket, but we're not going to combine the tree with the basket at Kedei Kach to say that it's a Rishus Hayachid, because if we would say it's a Rishus Hayachid, then we would ruin the Eruv. We want it to be a Mokum to take the best of both worlds.
So the Nazmer Kulik of his Pachni Yud or
exactly doesn't. That's what he says. I feel Lamalam is exactly what he says in the Brice. The Brice includes, if you put the basket on the Kalkala, I feel Lamalam Yud, it's good. The Gemara's question, what's going on? If the tree is 4 tefachim wide, it's a Rishus Hayachid, it's no good. If it's less than 4 tefachim wide, so it's a contradiction to the Reisha, because the Reisha says that it's no good. So the Gemara says there are 2 different cases. The Reisha where it's no good is taka, where it's more than 4 tefachim wide. The safe is where it's less than 4 tefachim wide. And the basket is mashlam to make it 4 tefachim wide. Why do we need the basket to be mashlam? Because Rebbe holds like the man the Amar that the Erev must rest in a makom chashuv. Oh, if the Erev must rest in a makom chashuv, so l'chayra, you can combine the two together, so maybe it now becomes a Rishus Hayachid. That far we don't go. Let's see, and so look at the Rashi one more time. Now we have a picture of the Rashi on the bottom. The Rashi on the bottom one more time. Safe, the less be dalid. The safe is going where the branch is less than 4 tefachim wide. So Rashi says, these are critical words. Umishum hachi, because the branch, in essence, is less than 4 tefachim wide, lav rishus hayachid hi. There's no problem. There's nothing to worry about. It'll never be a rishus hayachid, and therefore the area will for sure potentially be good. Oh, so why then do we need a basket? What's the chiddush of having a basket attached to the branch? The kalkola did not at mishum de Rebbe Rashi from Savalok Rebbe Yehuda diomar eruv hamunach lemaila miyud, an eruv that's above 10 tefachim, lo yahavi eruv, it's not an eruv, I feel neschavi lishpois lemaila, even if you want to be shavis lemaila, and forget about all this case, I want to be shavis on the ground, even if I want to be shavis together with the eruv, ela in kein munach, al gabi mokoim arbo. The eruv must rest in the mokom choshev, hilkach, ilav kalkola, if not for the fact that we have the kalkola, the surface of the kalkola, to combine that surface area with the thickness of the tree to make a grand total of 4. Ileka eruv al gabi mokim arbo. Ela kalkola, the kalkola is mashlimosoli arbo, but only to make it a mokim choshev. But not the kalkola doesn't have the koyach. Kalkola is a kli. It's not a rishus. It doesn't have the koyach to make it into a rishus hayochid. So you're getting the best of both worlds. You have a mokim choshev that's arba to mekayim that halacha of Rabbi Yehuda. But being that it's not going to make it into a rishus hayochid, the branch is still only 2 tefachim. It's not a rishus hayochid. It's a mokim pitur. I'm becoming the shvitz in the rishus harabim. I can go from the mokim pitur to the rishus harabim. Pachas from Dalaramus. No problem. It's going to be a good eruv. That's now you see inside the Rebbe Savlok Rabbi. You made it to the Savlok Rabbi Yehuda. Savlok Rabbi made them that says choikim lahash the er sachet. This is a sugya of a mezuzah. If you have a mezuzah, pesach needs to be 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide. It's a teeny little pesach. Think about how 4 tefachim can barely, if you can even fit in, that's a pesach. Let's say it's 10 tefachim tall, but on the top it's not 4 tefachim. On the bottom it's 4 tefachim, 3 for 3 tefachim off the ground, it's 4 tefachim. You start very good. You start at 4 tefachim and it goes, but then it begins to curve. So now it begins to curve. You don't have a square pesach. Rabbi Meir, are you chayv in the mezuzah in such a pesach? Rabbi Meir says yes. We make believe we cut out the part that's missing. Since we start on the bottom open 3-4 tefachim wide, and we go up at least 3 tefachim, the remaining 7 tefachim, which curves, choikikim, we can cut away that little section in halacha as if it doesn't exist. We have a square of 10 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Just like Rabbi Meir says, choikim lahashlem from the zuzo, we say choikim lahashlem till we combine the basket and we cut away the tree, because the basket is hanging against the tree. So there is no real surface area that combines with the surface of the basket. We have to make believe that we slice the tree at the same level where the basket has a surface. So Rabbi said, and over here we don't, with Rashi points a little confused, and we don't have 4 with the tree itself unless we combine it with the basket, and the basket makes the arba. Now it was my Rebbe, the way we find now the Gemara is very curious. We never heard this before, that you need to have a mokim dalit for resting of the air. My Rebbe, who don't have the bride, so Rebbe in there, no atz koira berushos. Here is the classic case. And the person thrusts a koira, a beam, in berushos horabim, v'iniach eruva yaleha, and he puts the bread on top of the surface of the beam, gavoya yod, if the beam through and through is 10 tefachim tall, v'ruchava dalit, and it's 4 tefachim wide, eruva eruv. Now this goes back to the lomnis, so we learned. Why? I'm in kind of shvitzah, the rishos harabim. But we give you dalit al dalit. So we'll say, oh, this side comes back over and over again. It's a very important side. It's because it's right where I am. Eruv eruv. The im laba, if not, let's say the surface of the beam, the top of the beam, is less than 4 tefachim wide. Eid eruv eruv. It's not good. The Gemara says, Morris, why not? The Gemara is going through the steps. Adaraba, why? It's even better. If it's not 10 tefachim wide, adaraba, hu ve'ruva b'mokim echad, why not? If the surface of the beam is not 4 tefachim wide by 4 tefachim wide, 4 tefachim wide, adaraba, hu ve'ruva, no, I'm sorry, the Gemara in the Ham means the things, the Gemara in the Ham means Zim Lav means what? if it's not 10 tefachim tall. See, we know the Gemara Zman. The Gemara Zman Sekhanah is it's not 4 tefachim wide by 4 tefachim wide. But in the Hava Mina,
neither.
The Gemara, right, neither. So let's but most importantly, it's less than 10 tefachim tall. If it's less than 10 tefachim tall, where's the Erev resting? The Erev is resting in the airspace of the Rosh Hasharabim. So it's even better. It's mamish better. If it's anything that's less than 10 tefachim, it's in the airspace of the Rosh Hasharabim. So you're in business. I'm in the Rosh Hasharabim, and my Erev is in the Rosh Hasharabim. Adraba. You're even better. So it's, no, that's not what I meant. When we said to the Imlav, we don't mean that you're less than 10 tefachim tall. We mean you're more than 10 tefachim, and, but, or even, that's not the issue. The width is less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. When the width is less than 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, it's no longer resting on a makam chashav. Elohochi kamar, gevoya sara, even if it's 10 tefachim tall. If it's great, that's our tefachim. So now you're out of the avi of the Rosh Hasharabim, and that's part of the halacha. When you're above 10 tefachim, when you're above 10 tefachim, tzarich sheyehei b'roisha arba'ah, it must be 4 tefachim wide. But because if you're above this halacha of 4, it's only when you're above 10 tefachim. When you're above 10 tefachim, then you no longer tuffle to the karka where you are. You're in your own rishus, and then it must at least be resting in the makam chashe, which is 4 tefachim. But enachnami in gvayasara enachnami. If it's not 10 tefachim tall, I agree with you. Ain tzarich sheheb rosh arba, because since you are within the airspace of the Rosh Hasharabim, then even if the surface where it's resting is less than 4 tefachim, it's okay because you're still part of the same rishus. But once you leave into a different rishus, you're lamala miyud, then Rabbi Yehuda requires that the surface be 4 tefachim wide, and that's exactly the case that we had in Al Gemara. We had in Al Aleph, where it's lamala miyud, the branch of the tree is only 2 tefachim, so it's not mokum dal. We need the kalkolo chaygim lahash to make him into a mokum that's dalit. Keman, Doloi Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. This is not like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. The Yomer Adayin Lan Brash, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. Imer, Noatz Kone B'Rishus Rabim. He disagrees. If you put a Kone reading the Rishus Rabim, V'Niach B'Roishoi Traskel, and you put a basket you on top of the Kone, the Zorak and the person throws, the Noach Al Gabov, Chayiv. So here we have an example where you have an object that's resting on top of a kone, and it's lamala miyud, and so according to him, you put that's not called that it's not on a mokoim. The noatz kone, noatz kone chayiv. Why chayiv? Because he holds once you are above 10 tefachim, you don't need a mokoim that's dalid al dalid. He disagrees. Let's see Rashi. Rashi. He does not become a Rishus. Let's look at the Rashi. Rashi has Traskel. Look at the Rashi, the Masel Traskel, okay? There's more details to explain what the case is to get it clear. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines before it gets very wide. Before the very wide lines, Rashi Traskel. Sal Rochav Dal. That's the point that we need to explain. We have a basket, and the basket is 4 tefachim wide by 4 tefachim wide. The Zorak may Rishus Haram, the Noch Al Gabov. You throw an object from the Rishus Haram and it rests in the Traskel. Does the Traskel become a Rishus Hayochit? Yes. Chayif, you Chayif, from going from Rishus Hayochit to Rishus. No. Now that it's 4 tefachim wide, and it's lamala miyud, it's above 10 tefachim. In order for something to be called a rishus hayachid, it must be lamala miyud, 10 tefachim tall, and dalad dalad. So the traskel, which is 4 by 4, becomes a rishus hayachid, chayiv, shrei zorak me rishus harab, le rishus hayachid. Alma, what do we learn from this? Af al gav de kone ein rochav dalad. How could that possibly be the case? The basket, which is now becoming the Rishus Hayachid, is not resting on a mokum that's dal. The platform from the ground up is not 4x4. It's going from the ground all the way up to above 10 tefachim. It's very, very thin. And then we have just a flat surface. According to what we just learned from Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Rabbi Chiddush, that is not called a Rishus Hayachid. A Rishus shusa yochid has to be dalid al dalid all the way up. It's not enough that you have a koneh that goes and then you just have a surface, unless you can come on to a good achis, which the Gemara is going to bring out right now.
The koneh from the branch, it's full, but not all the way up.
The koneh from the branch.
With the katol too.
That's why it's not a Rosh Hashayachit in Echnami. It's never Rosh Hashayachit. That was when we said the Rashi. We pointed out the Rashi. Even when we say Chaykim Lahashim, it's not a Rosh Hashayachit. We're saying Chaykim Lahashim to make it a Mokum Dalit. But it's a Mokum Dalit that's not a Rosh Hashayachit. Not like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that if you're going to make a Mokum Dalit, Lamala Miyud, it's going to become a Rosh Hashayachit. It's exactly the point. Even though it's not Rosh Hashayachit over here, Chayv Shizork, Merush Ram Shayachit, Alma. Af al gav de kon in a roch av dalad, it doesn't matter. Have a reshus hayachid hoyil vel yoinoi dalad. The Armenian we say good achis. We say good achis. So we say that the edges of the basket go all the way down and they virtually close up the reshus below it. So it comes out of the air. You see, it's exactly the same thing. We're taking a kalkola, a basket. Look, it looks, it's very delicate what the Gemara is doing. What are we doing on Alf? We have a branch of a tree. The branch of a tree is a solid. That's the pole. The pole itself is only 2 tefachim in our example. The basket is a kli. We're using the surface of the basket. Are you okay?
Yeah.
We're using the surface of the basket together with the tree to make a reshus that's dalit. And what did the Gemara say? What did Yehuda say? Excellent. You were going to combine the surface of the kakala with the branch to make a mokum dalit. But that mokum dalit cannot become a reshus hayochit. Here, we're making the entire basket into a reshus hayochit. Why? Because of good achis.
It has to be by the yud.
What?
It has to be by the yud.
So in our case, it's also in the malam. No, we also can say good achis. Obviously, this is the fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. If you can combine a basket that's the malam yud, that's not resting on a mokum that's chosh of dal. Here you have the branch, which is only two. The branch is like a kone, and we're taking the basket is going to make it into four. It's the same lamas would apply if the basket itself was four. According to Abhidhu, it doesn't work because the surface of where it comes from the ground itself must be four. And if it's not four, according to Abhidhu, it may be a mokum dalit. I give you that, but it's not going to be the Rosh Hashayachid. Rabbi Yossi clearly disagrees. The horaya, if you have this stick comes up and you have the basket, and you throw from the Rosh Hashayachid, the last in the basket, you're chayim mishum hachnasa, shayachid to Rosh Hashayachid. So therefore, we see over here that Rabbi Yossi disagrees with the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a raya. You cannot compare. There are two different cases. And what do we mean, Rashi? What do we mean, Rashi? Hasam over there, hodron mechitzta.
There's
no issue there of chaykin lahashlim. The basket has four mechitzos. Shaytochov beemtzius, so it's stuck on the center. When do we say good achas mechitzos satraskel arakarka nimsok kona mukov mechitzos shechalolon arba v'su leka l'meimar midid. Over here, when you have a branch that's two tefachim and you put a basket that's next to it, the walls of the basket come and they touch the tree. So that we're not going to go. You can't compare the case of when you have a basket on top of a koneh to the case of you have a basket up against the koneh. With the basket is on top of the koneh and the basket has four walls which surround the koneh, there it's possible. Everyone will agree, will say good achas mechitzta, the mechitzas go down and the surface of the basket becomes a reshus hayachid. But when the basket itself is not four tefachim wide, it's only two tefachim wide, and we're putting it up against a thick tree, which is two tefachim wide, and we want to say chaykin lahashlam, slice it off, and now we're going to have a combination of four, and after after Chaykim Lahashim, we're going to go the extra step and say good achis? Too much. That's already too much. To say Chaykim Lahashim and add to it good achis, that far we don't want to go. Where you just have the basket on top of the kone and you want to just say good achis, the basket itself is for talking what? That will say that everyone agrees. So if the words maskon is, we don't have to necessarily say that Rabbi Yosef and you disagree. There are two different types of cases. Attaching a thin basket to a thin tree to make a four is one case. They were not going to say, and in the case of the trasl on top, we will say. So we don't have a kasha.
On the side of the tree.
Yeah.
Yeah. How is it attached?
You nail it in, or you have a rope. Picture over here. You just hold it. It's suspended. It's suspended along the basket. So that we're not going to say. Now we go to a new sugya. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar Shani Kalkalo Hil V'Yochel L'Natoisa. Another answer. It's a whole different answer. You don't have to come on to this. The reason why the basket is going to be good when the basket is l'mal. Going back to the original case. The original case we have the basket that's l'mal l'miyut, and the basket. The basket is let's get in cases, the basket is l'mal l'miyut. Why is it a good Eruv? Let's really learn that the basket is on a Rishus Hayochid Mamash. We'll review the case. What was the case again? We have the tree. I'm kind of Shvis over here. The branch of the tree extends 10 amas away. The branch is dalad. If I put the food on top of the branch, forget it. It's not a good Erev. Because the only way I can take the food is go from Moshe Yochid to Yochid Dech Sharan. Because we have in the middle the part where the Rambam Chatmolov. But I'm not putting it on the tree. I'm putting it on the branch, on a basket. And the basket is suspended right here. The basket is resting on top of the branch. A basket...
But the branch is dalad al.
Yes, it is. And the branch is a Rishus HaYochid.
Yes.
So, how are you right away? So what's going on? It's in the Rishus HaYochid, right? Right? You know what the answer is? If the basket is hanging, the basket, let's say we're dealing with, it's mamish borderline, it's 11 amas. It's 11 amas. The branches is 10 amas or 11 amas. If I want, I can bend the basket. Here's to make the basket very wide. I can bend the basket, and the basket will now come within 10 tefachim, with lower than 10 tefachim. If the bread is mamish on the tree itself, I can't bend the tree. The tree's not going to bend. It's permanent. So I can't get the food lower than 10 tefachim. But the basket, if I wanted to, bein hashmoshos, it's a very tremendous chishuv, it challenges very much, I can bend the basket. Since I can, and when I bend the basket, where does the basket go? The basket goes below 10 tefachim. And I'll take out the food. And the basket is below 10 tefachim, the food is then in a mokoyim pitur. Or it's in the Rishos Sarabin. And then I can carry it from its location to where I'm going to Shvisa. Let's see inside in the Rashi.
There's a branch of calculated food 10 tefachim.
A little bit more. The basket is wide enough where I can bend. Let's see inside. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar Shani Chalkol Hel V'Yochel L'Nat Toisa. I can bend it. Ulevil L'Soy Chasara. Rashi. This starts a whole sugya. Rashi, Lil Marashulia says, Rabbi Yirmi Omar, okay, Rashi, further down the line, Rabbi Yirmi Aliola Masitza, Vilel, Rashi, Rashi said, Baruch of Dalek, said, the branch is for Tvachim. Vudgokoshla, Chaki, that's what I call my Havi, Shani Kakala, Rashi, Hoyo Varuchi, it's very long, Hoyo Yochol and Atoisa, you can just tilt it. The loya akrena. You don't need to remove it from the tree. Mitiliyasa, from where it's hanging. The yiter roisha echon, one end will tilt. Ache l'soich yud. Also now, bein hashmoshos, I can bring it within 10 tefachim of the ground, the end of the basket, and if it's within 10 tefachim, it's no longer in a rishos hayachid, v'yitel l'seyuvay.
If your food will slide down. If your food doesn't slide down...
We're assuming it does slide down. Now we have to stop. The Gemara is going to say, if that's the case, Yochel and Atoisa, so go to, you can always do this. If I wanted, I could keep the food in my house. If I wanted to, I can bring it 2,000 amas to the place I want to be kind of Shlisa. So the Gemara challenges this Svara on the next stop. Okay, you have to stop here.